and Military Supply.
You have a chance to create the buzz as well. There was no buzz over what happened in Washington. It was heavy, heavy drama and then a terrible, terrible ending. And unfortunately, the people who lose out in this one are the American people and maybe some in Congress, too, for not doing what they were elected to do. You know, the whole thing about meeting the needs of the constituents, it doesn't seem like that happened in many of these cases. You have those who are left of left and right of right not satisfied by what happened in Washington, and we get further in debt and negative ratings in the end for Moody's and other rating agencies for all that that was worth, the idea that, oh, we had to protect that. Here's what the president had to say as far as Congress is concerned. And along with that, coming up, we're going to let you hear what Mitch McConnell had to say. But first, let's go to the president. Here's his take on what everybody has to do now on the Hill.
When Congress gets back from recess, I will urge them to immediately take some steps, bipartisan, common sense steps, that will make a difference.
Bipartisan common sense steps. We keep hearing that word bipartisan, but really bipartisan never seems to work out. It's only angry, ratcheted up voices and a heavy, heavy blame game now more than ever. As I likened it to a soap opera, just a bad soap opera at that. Mitch McConnell said that, you know, look, the deal is done, but at what cost ultimately? And then talked about debt committee recommendations because McConnell is the other half of the equation along with House Speaker John Boehner in picking those that will serve on this committee.
This is clearly not kicking the can down the road. They're going to report by November the 23rd. It'll be voted on before the end of the year.
All right, voted on before the end of the year, but will anything be different or not? I bet you dollars to donuts that it won't be any different. And, of course, in moving forward, the idea is you'll have the Democrats who will dig their heels in and they're going to want taxes, they're going to want monies coming in, revenues, and the Republicans are just going to want, certainly going to want to see more slashing of spending. Does the president suffer any kind of a setback in this? Does he face the repercussions for the effort to restore, I don't know, growth to the economy? Here's what I would say. I know I use this phrase a lot, but I'm going to say it again. It's all about what's in your wallet for obvious reasons. And so if your wallet is bare, if unemployment is high, and if the news is bleak, it doesn't necessarily bode well from any point of view for an incumbent president. But who's the competition? What's going on at that particular moment? All those factors will play into what happens. So this certainly wasn't a great moment for the president. Personally, I don't think so. He just sort of, I keep using the word sort of because that's how I would describe it. He's sort of in the middle on it. And I think there's some that'll take a chunk out of him and some that'll say, well, what could he do here? And will they vote election time? Will they vote for him or does this hang over his head? Does it hang over his head? Coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we pushed it off from a previous one. It's one of my favorite things to do because it is about the numbers. We can count. And oh, yes, we can. We have some really, really, really strong ones coming up. Things that I dug up from earlier in the day. And guess what? They don't have anything to do with the economy or taxes, right? It doesn't have anything to do with that. So how about it? The president, by the way, when we talk about taxes, he has no trouble saying everybody's going to have to chip in, that it's only fair, and he's going to fight for that next phase. He's going to fight to raise taxes on wealthier Americans, he says, to preserve the social safety net. I think that net has so many holes in it now at this point. I think more will continue to get poked in there, and I wouldn't look for taxes to be the thing that gets the president reelected. Because Americans now are not going to want, I think they're not going to want to see that increase, especially when we're talking about things that have happened in our own backyards with, in relationship to taxes and whatnot going up. I mean, food across the board is up a crazy amount. In some households, it's up 50-60%. 50-60%? You got to be kidding me. How do you make up for that when you're not getting raises or one person works? Then what used to be decent is just not decent anymore and doesn't last. Doesn't last. I got to throw this one here right at the top because it's a great fair or foul. And we haven't talked about it very much. Just really when it happened, when they caught him in Las Vegas. But now the jurors in the Texas child sexual assault trial of Warren Jeffs heard a little bit of an audio tape of what life was like for Jeff's wives. He called his women a quorum of 12 women. Jeffs was heard saying on a recording, "I am preparing you to be a good heavenly wife. You must become a comfort and a strength, and you must know how to be excited sexually and assist each other," he told them. I think this is going to get worse before it gets better. Jeffs, in case you don't know who he is, he headed up a breakaway Mormon sect, and he is charged with child sexual assault and aggravated child sexual assault in connection with one of his spiritual marriages to two girls. You know how old they were? 12 and 14 on the ranch. So I wonder which way this jury will go. I think they're having trouble because they were seeing, they were shown pictures of him kissing the 12-year-old. And he's the guy who's the head of the Fundamentals Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in this sect. And he is certainly being ostracized and condemned by Main Street Mormon churches. And he's accused, and this is where they either get him or they don't, he's accused of promoting marriages between older men and girls. And the sect, which I didn't realize, has 10,000 people following in North America. And it teaches that for a man to be safe and be selected to go in heaven, he has to have at least 3 wives. Ooh, that's convenient, eh? All right, I threw it out there. I'm chumming the waters. It's like it's Shark Week around here. 800-259-5791. Those are the digits. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Us away or off anyway the last couple of days. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Merrily, 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 sort of. We're rowing away. But where are we headed? Izzy in Missouri, you have the floor. Hey, Iz.
Hi, Kate. I was listening to Moss, and I just had to chime in on that the debt increase. Have you heard about the Super Congress that was passed yesterday?
The Super Congress? You mean the, yes.
And they can pass just about anything.
Yes.
But it will take away filibusters.
All that.
And I was just like, wait a minute. Actually, I was listening to Judge Andrew Napolitano. Too bad he shares that name with that other
Janet.
One. But, you know, that's pretty frightening that 12 members can supersede the entire Congress, basically, and say, nope, this is what you have to vote for, and it's a straight up or down vote. You know, there's no debate, no nothing. It's yay or nay.
Yeah, yeah, or nay. That's true. That's exactly what it is.
And I'm looking, because that includes more debt ceiling raises, tax raises, and it actually gives the president the power to dictate.
Yeah.
Because I read through it, and I was like, Tomas, I hope you're listening to this, because you're going to have to find a third job here pretty soon. I mean, this is just ridiculous. What they're, I mean, basically, they're just doing away with Congress, more or less.
Well, yeah, with in this case, when we're talking about the debt, I agree, yeah.
But
I mean, even the even the committee that they're forming.
Well, that's the 12-member
partisan, supposedly. You're right. It's that you have six one way, six the other. It's that's not. It's they're not going to come out anything out of that.
It's so unconstitutional, and they fast track. Well, it also means they can fast track any legislation through, and get it rubber stamped. And people out there in America, whoever's listening, you need to really start looking into this if you have a computer and start reading it. Because I don't know about other people, but I'm tired of calling Congress people every day. I spent Monday calling Congress people, and I'm not in their district, but I even called Bonner's office. And I'm like,
oh, good for you.
Well, I'm just rabid. What can I say? But I'm frustrated, and I'm tired of this crap. I mean, it's like, well, just tell everybody you're stupid and too stupid to do your math. Well, I got a newsflash for Obama and the rest of his little thugs. I taught math for a while. I still know how to add 2 plus 2 and 4 times 4. And I don't get this. Why aren't people, I said it last night, why aren't people listening? Why aren't people listening to what's happening and reading this stuff? I mean, everybody has a television except me, I think. When they went to
I like that except for me.
Well, when they went to analog, I mean to digital, that was
right.
It. Haven't had television since. Haven't watched television since other than DVDs. Oh, I listen to the radio a lot anyway and my computer. But you know, most people sit down and watch the news, and I'm like, well, gee, I think you need some Prozac to go along with the new daily news now. Because it is depressing.
Yeah, it is very depressing, especially the first 15, 20 minutes. So basically, so you get to the weather and the sports, and even the weather will make you cry now.
I was listening to the lady up in Minnesota talk about weather, and I said, honey, come on down. It is so hot here. And we're due for major storms tonight. I'm like, they're going to be whoppers. But seriously, I mean, I just wanted to throw that out there for whoever's listening, because I know people do go and check things. And this is another issue. They really need to pound on the senators. No, we really need to get on the stick for 2012, because I'm scared to death that it's going to be another crooked election. And it's going to take a lot of concerned Americans to get out there and track all the illegal registrations like we did in 2008. But they need to start following, like, the super Congress thing that was passed. I'm like, okay, wake up, smell the coffee, it won't hurt. And I hope somebody does, because these are just things that are going on and on, destroying our Constitution. And I for one, I'm tired of it. But I'm an old lady.
So help out an old lady. You're not that old. Help out Izzy.
In 3 hours, I turn 65.
Oh, that's young. 65 is young.
Yeah,
you sound so much younger, too. I'm telling you. And you have lived 20 lives. In all our conversations, you have such an interesting life. You've lived 20 of them. I'm telling you. So much more than so many other people. Happy, happy birthday, because you deserve it, and I love the fact that you're such a great patriot, that you're just, because you're in there calling, you're making the calls. Izzy, thanks for this call. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a nice weekend.
Woo, some applause for Izzy. Happy birthday. Yeah, because, see, you know what, she's vigilant, and no matter what, it's as we always say this. Look, she even threw in a call, like she said, to Boehner's office, and it matters, but most people, and I'm not saying all people, I understand it. You're tired, you got grandkids or kids, or you're shuffling around people, or you're shuffling around jobs, or whatever. Even if you're cashing in and you're making money, you probably don't have 5 seconds to yourself. But the idea is you don't let that be your excuse. The idea is the opposite. So you're so busy, you're busting yourself to just make this quick call. Make the quick call. And trust me, it makes all the difference in the world. You'd be surprised, honestly. You'd be very, very surprised. All right, you might be surprised to learn this, as Izzy was talking about the fact that the Congress can just push things through, or at least the members of this special committee that they're setting up. Would you be surprised to learn that the government will probably lose $1 billion on airline taxes because the people who make the laws are gone? They're gone until September without reaching a deal to end the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration. So there you have it. Nice, huh? She said facetiously. Of course not nice. 4,000 people in the end are furloughed as a result. Furloughed. Oof, that's a rough one, isn't it? All right, Betty's listening to us in Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm good. Our Constitution states that we have the right that if we decide we don't like our government, the way our government is, the way it runs or whatever, that we have the right to abolish that government and set up a new government, one that we think is better and more fair or whatever. The people of the United States have been dictated to for probably the last 30 years, and it's the wealthy are buying the government so that they can get more wealthy, and people won't understand until they wake up one morning and they really don't have enough to eat, or they really cannot afford to go to a doctor if they're really sick. Because there are a lot of people here in the United States that are like that. They're living that way day to day. And when us middle class people start living like that, then maybe we'll wake up. All we can do right now with the government we have is just to say, okay, until you do what we want, we will vote you out.
There you go. Those are words to live by. We will vote you out until you do what we want. I mean, you'll never get 100% satisfaction, but if you lean on the people, trust me, some of them will definitely flip around. 800-259-7791 if you want to throw in your two. In the meantime, we can count round the bend.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
What's cooking at PrizeKitchen.com? Plenty! Low prices on your favorite kitchen brand appliances, Vitamix blenders, Omega juicers, reverse osmosis systems, and more. Plus, free shipping on it all. PrizeKitchen.com gives your family the tools for a healthy lifestyle by eating more fruits and veggies and drinking pure water. Go to PrizeKitchen.com. Great selection, low prices, free shipping. PrizeKitchen.com. We help make healthy lifestyles convenient.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold is outperform paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Anyway, here's a nice story. Here's a positive story. Could almost slide into the Daily Salute. You know, it is so much negative news. Izzy said it just a few minutes ago. How about this? A 9-year-old California boy saved the life of a toddler who was found unconscious at the bottom of a San Jose apartment swimming pool. So what this brave little boy did, Ishan Singh, dove in when he saw the kid, pulled the 3-year-old girl from the bottom, and what was happening is she was riding on, I guess, the shoulders of her grandfather, who was also unconscious at the bottom of the pool. A woman dove in, brought him to the surface. So he's hospitalized in serious condition. The girl is fine. And, wow, what is going on with swimming pools? I mean, good, that kid, that's great. It's great that he knew to do that. His instincts, bravo. Something's happening, though, with apartments and kids and people not paying attention or whatever. And also, this one happened in San Jose 5 days before that in a pool. Neighbors saved a girl and her father from drowning. So how are they I'm just wondering how they get to that spot. Something, they hit something happens. What is it that puts them there, I guess, in other words, in the first place? what is it that sent them into that, you know, what is it that sent them into that state of unconsciousness? Or you might have not seen this, lost in all the other crazy things, of course, that have been going on, the drama on the Hill over the debt ceiling and lifting it or not, and defaulting or not, and digging in or not. This happened. The Senate voted Tuesday to approve the president's nomination of Army General Martin Dempsey to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He is now the Army's chief of staff and will succeed Admiral Mike Mullen, who will retire in October. The Senate also confirmed Navy Admiral James Winfield as the vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs, because they have to do that. And Matthew Olson. I'm giving you these names because you'll probably hear them in the future in America Tonight. He's a former prosecutor who really dealt in intelligence stuff for the government. He was confirmed as director of the National Counterterrorism Center in the aftermath, of course, of everything that happened on September 11th. But here's the key thing. While you were sleeping, the nominations all approved by voice vote, and the Senate wrapped up everything. That's a perfect time to do it, right? Get those nominations in. Everybody's, we're leaving. We're ready to load up the car. We're leaving. 5 weeks, we're gone. So they couldn't get to the FAA stuff, but they got to this. They approved everything they had to approve, and the Senate Armed Services Committee had approved the military nominees anyway earlier Tuesday in the day. So that is done. You know, I like the, I think I like the Dempsey move, actually, from everything I've been able to garner about him. He's taken kind of an unusual way to his military gig. They're saying he's joking around with a lot of people when they were talking to him and meeting with different people in Congress. He's saying that he might go down in history as the shortest serving Army chief because he took that job in April. And just a month after that, he was picked to succeed Mike Mullen. But he's a pretty popular guy. He got a master's degree, I guess, in English from Duke. And then he taught English at West Point and did a whole bunch of other things, earned a bunch of degrees as the Army Command and General Staff College. He was there in the late 80s, and then the National War College. So he's pretty steeped in the whole military history thing, no doubt about that, and has certainly served. That may be a good move. You never know till, you know, actually someone gets in that position, because they turn up the heat once you're in there. It starts to sizzle. Oh, okay. It's all hunky-dory when you're meeting everyone. Welcome aboard. Here's a very strange story, twisted strange, that happened. You remember Alex Trebek hurting himself when he was running after a burglar who was trying to rip off his hotel room? Well, they're saying the possible punishment for the woman who broke into the room is maybe life. And when I read that at first, I was like, wow, life in prison for that. Here's the scoop. Under the state's law, defendants with two serious felonies can be sentenced to 25 to life if they're convicted for another serious crime. She was convicted of burglaries, the woman, twice in the early 90s and served time in prison. So how about that? 56 years old, and she's accused of stealing cash, a bracelet, and a whole bunch of other things from Trebek's hotel room. And Trebek injured his leg when he was running after her. So far, she's pled not guilty to felony charges of burglary and possession of stolen property, but she's back in court on August 15th. And, boy, she has a scary mugshot. Very scary. But does she get life? That seems, look, I'm not, like, defending her, but for a burglary, for a bracelet, and a couple of other things. Her name's Lucinda Moyers, and they're going to give her life. And you think of the crazy sentences that have been handed out to rapists and other child abuse people, and she would get life for that? It seems a little lopsided to me. It seems a little high, let's say. We'll see. We'll see if she gets it. All right, moving along to a couple of other quick things here in We Can Count. I guess now, moving forward, I said I was going to talk about politics, but I want to throw this one in case you missed it because it's too big. The government taking off, the Senate being the last to leave and turn the lights out. Now what's going to happen is we're going to lose about $1 billion in airline ticket taxes because there is no resolution over a bill to end the partial shutdown of the Federal Aviation Administration. So you got 4,000 people that have been furloughed waiting, and when they come back, you know, how long is that? For 5 weeks. Plus, we're losing money that we can't afford to lose. You know, now we got to watch every single, not that we weren't doing it before, but now we're really watching every single thing that's spent. I have to tell you, it's a weird deal, but my ears perk up when we start talking about what was lost and how much more in debt we are. So losing any amount, to me, losing any amount of money at this point is a no-go. We cannot afford to lose any more money in this country. We can't. Who knows what our taxes will eventually be raised to if we if that continues to happen. Because somehow they're going to make up the money. And they'll take it. Trust me, they'll take it from you and me. I guarantee it. Guarantee it. It won't come from the, when they keep saying about the wealthy cuts, it's not going to come from that direction. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. You might disagree. All right, here's another strange thing that happened, that if you believe in signs, and lots of people do, you might think this is the end of the world, and that's what people are talking about. There's a Texas lake that turned blood red this summer. I say it's because of the drought. And it's what's happened is the O.C. Fisher Reservoir in San Angelo Park in West Texas is almost entirely dry, full of dead fish. Oh, how sad is that? And they say the bloody look is a result of bacteria which thrive in oxygen-deprived water. 75% of the state's area in exceptional drought is now in Texas. They're saying that. So it's the highest level. Scary. You don't want to step, I'm telling you, you don't want to step out of your house. I'm sure some of you can relate to that feeling. It's the old question. Would you rather be hot or would you rather be cold? I think the Texas lake tells it all that it looks like there's blood in it because of just how drained it is. Not that those images weren't there before. Wow. Coming up on America Tonight as we head for the exits, we're going to fill you in on a couple of other odds and ends. Remember, you can always bounce back to us to talk about the debt ceiling being lifted, who really wins in these circumstances, or a couple of other things, like when you look at a lake and it really does look blood red, and I've seen pictures. I think that would spook me a little. Maybe I do believe in signs after all.
Does someone you love have an addiction problem that rules your life? Are you spending all your energy trying to control the chaos and drama of theirs? Is insanity your new norm? Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net is meant for you. Host Denise Crocta helps you navigate through the chaos and drama of loving an addict, offering information, possibilities, and hope. Addicted to Addicts, Survival 101 on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take the first step in home security. Install the Door Sentinel. Standard locks, deadbolts, and security systems can't prevent forced entry. The Door Sentinel provides door kick-in protection and can be added to your existing security system. The Door Sentinel is easy to install and will turn your home into a fortress. Make the call, 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Or visit them at SENTINEL securitygroup.com. SentinelSecurityGroup.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Tonight for any length of time, hey, I appreciate it. But you know that I am the pole princess. And the reason why is because I know there is something to the pole thing. As much as it often seems as though the sampling is small, if it wasn't pretty accurate, you wouldn't have anybody ever looking at polls and trying to predict things through the polls. So what I'm trying to get around to saying is, now I sound like a politician, that I give some cred on some of the polls. So here's what I found from Newsmax Insider. And their poll showed that 73% give Washington a thumbs down in this debt debacle. And that's a good word for it. It really is a debacle. They, Americans disapprove of the deficit reduction bill agreed upon in D.C. on Monday, and they disapprove of Congress and the President's handling of the debt ceiling crisis by pretty big chunky numbers. In the poll of more than 1,500 registered voters, 44% of people who responded say that they approve of the legislation, 47 don't. Wow, talk about divided. And then overall job performance of the House, the Senate, and the President in the whole drama of raising the debt ceiling. Three quarters of people who responded to the survey, 73% in other words, said they disapprove. Just 23% approve. So I'd say that if this president is going to try to get reelected, he needs to chip away at some of those perceptions. And overall, Washington really bombed out. Because you have to look at the makeup of, really, you have to look at the makeup of the constituents. You have to look at the makeup of the country. And how about this one? 33% of the independents' disapproval vote is pretty high, but this is pretty surprising. 33% of the African Americans who could actually vote on this poll, you know, were questioned about it, would do it. They disapprove. They disapprove of Obama. So he's not doing great when it comes to African Americans, like I said, if that's what the poll came up with. We move from that poll to the U.S. debt deal and what does it mean in the fallout? In other words, weeks later, still dealing with it, what has happened? Well, Japan is continuing to supply warnings after the debt deal happened. So the yen, for example, that's what they're going to fight money with money. The yen held pretty steady against the dollar. And it's been tough there in dealing with the aftermath of the tsunami they had, etc. So the yen held, like I said, pretty strongly against the dollar. It was one of those strange moments. And the Prime Minister and the Bank of Japan are discussing steps to address the strong yen when they meet at a regular gathering, pretty much, of the cabinet people to discuss risk in the economy. And I bet you something comes out of that one. Oof, did you know that? In Japan, they are watching this closely. The finance minister was eyeballing every moment of it, apparently. So, will Tokyo intervene in the current markets? We heard the prime minister and the former governor, what they might do. Jeez. Let's hit up on a couple of other quick things on the B side here. Earlier I was talking about the wave and the fact that the wave is now, there's a big petition afoot for the wave to be banned. And I wonder how many of you are offended by the wave, or you're just sick of doing it. Maybe you're sick of doing it. You've been doing it since the 70s when you were a kid, and the wave continues. If anything, it's thriving. And, of course, to keep the threat of a wave going in a big stadium, small stadium, doesn't matter where you are, you have to have people doing it consistently. And at a couple of the different pro levels, and notice when you go to see a game, you'll see signs that say no wave. But very few people are heeding them at this point, I think. So, in bringing that up. And I know that Matt said he, no way. And I said no way. We had a caller, Rick in Illinois, who said no way. And I've just gone to the email here. And we have, let's count them. Will, Little Joe. Looks like 8 people weighed in on that short amount of time that I mentioned what was going on. And that's pretty big. So I'd say that struck a chord with some. The idea that you have the wave, you know, foisted upon you game after game after game, and you're just trying to watch the game. I think that's what the big part is. Oof. and the person next to you keeps on getting up. I even told somebody to get up once. They forgot they had their soda right there with them, and they flipped everything over. Can you imagine? But that's exactly what happened. By the way, the whole thing about whether we would get negative ratings or not, the Moody's confirmed the AAA rating, but the outlook is negative. And people were very worried about what Moody's would do and whether they would take a chunk out of that number, because it'd be tough to go back and repeat that. Of course, you couldn't. So Moody's said they get the AAA rating, and they say the reason they do that is because of raising the debt limit, because they did that. So Moody's negative outlook is a sign that a downgrade is still possible, maybe even within the next 12 to 18 months or so. And it looked like that was going to tank. It looked like that was one of those would not survive, but did. So Moody's confirming the U.S.'s triple AAA. That's a positive thing. I don't see, you might hear it on some of the talk shows, but I don't see how the people that the president has convicted so far, I don't see any of those characters being nefarious and a danger to society and all that sort of stuff. Sometimes I mix in what people say in the emails. I'm going to quickly mix this one in. This is from Christy, who says, "Hello, Ms. Delaney and the rest of the folks on America Tonight. My question to you is, what happens when the FAA shuts down? What happens even if it's been dubbed a partial shutdown?" And the answer is that potentially it's looking like, because that's happened, the shutdown, $1 billion in uncollected ticket taxes, they're just there. Wow, $1 billion, you heard me right. I'm still trying to get over the $14.3 trillion. Now I'm wrapping my brain around the $1 billion in uncollected ticket taxes. And I'm wondering, does that just sit there and they take it out, they suck it out, but they haven't earmarked it for anywhere, or specifically in the big government side? Or does it mean we get a free pass? I'd like to get a free pass, I think. But sorry for those FAA guys who are grounded and are furloughed because of all the nonsense over raising the debt ceiling in the first place.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.